You have to say no or yes?
No.
Okay. Where do the police work out of? Where's their offices located?
Down. Honestly.
You know?
At the jailhouse.
Okay. And what's another? You got any, what's street language for jailhouse?
Jail? That's about it.
You ever hear anybody say they're going on a couple of days leave or take a vacation? They get busted or something. Okay. Where do they keep fire trucks?
In fire department.
Okay, what do they call the building? Like this one right over here, what do you call that place? You know, just across the road over here?
Firehouse.
Yeah. You ever call it anything else?
No.
Okay. Not the jail so much, but the place where the police, local police work, you know, like they have just a little building someplace. What do you call it? You know, like let's say I'm going to take you into for questioning. The police.
No.
Just the jail, huh? Take you into the jail. Okay. What would a policeman carry on his body for personal protection? What he would consider protection?
A gun.
What else?
A stick.
Any other? What kind of stick would it be?
A blackjack.
What kind of names do you have for guns? What's some other names for guns?
A rascal. A piece. And like some dudes use. Could you use bad language on the
top? Don't worry about it. I said that's what I want. I want you to be honest.
Some dudes use "give me my shit." That could mean his gun. And then he could say, "I got my rod with me."
How about a real cheap gun? Something that you could pick up real cheap. Any names for that?
No.
You know, something you might want to use real quick and get rid of. You ever heard of anything like that? How about, okay, now that's what you would say. Now, you know, these are the terms you've been giving me, but if a pig had one of these on, if a cop had one of these on, would you refer to him as he has his piece? He's got his piece with him? Or would you just say he's got his gun? How would you say it?
He had his gun.
Okay.
Because they probably wouldn't understand if I would have told them.
Okay. All right, what do you call the guy that delivers the mail?
The mailman.
Okay, how about the guy that picks up the trash? What's he?
Garbage man.
Okay, and what do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall? Wait a minute here. You know.
If he what?
Let's say somebody's got, what do you say a person has if he's able to go downtown, he knows somebody down at City Hall and he's able to get favors done, you know? You know what I mean?
A probation officer?
Oh, no, just, you know, somebody, maybe just somebody in the neighborhood, you know, just some, might even be a pimp or somebody, you know, just be anybody, be a pusher, could be anybody, but he knows somebody down at City Hall, and, you know, he's able to go down there and, you know, have favors done. So, what do you say he has?
A big business, a big timer.
Big timer? Okay.